thepromiseofgod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, we've discussed many issues about the law, and I am still wondering, is there any way for man to earn or work in order to escape hell?
Let me start off with this little illustration. There was a group of believers who was meeting by a river when one of the group had fallen to the water. And it was obvious that the poor fellow couldn't swim, as he thrashed about very wildly, swinging his arms up and down and trying to kick. One of the believers was a strong swimmer, and he was called in to jump in and save the man before he drowned. But though able that man was in order to save the drowning man, he just stood by and watched until the wild struggle subsided, until the man was tired from trying to save himself by his own effort. Then, at that point, the man dove in and pulled the man to safety. Now, when the rescue was over, the rescuer, the man who was able to swim, explained his slowness to act. He said, "If I had jumped in immediately, he would have been strong enough to drown us both. Only by waiting until he was too exhausted to try any more to save himself by his own effort, could I then save him." It seems to be all too easy for us to be just like that drowning man. By our own efforts, we can actually prevent ourselves from being saved. Unfortunately, some people must reach the point of being too exhausted to continue trying to save themselves. In other words, by dealing with their own sin, before they become willing to trust in the Savior and accept His gift of salvation. Let me read you Hebrews 7:19. It says, "For the law made nothing perfect." Now, if you stop and listen to that verse, it is simply saying that in order to miss hell and enter into heaven, that a person would have to be totally and completely perfect. And here it is saying that the law made nobody completely perfect. So what are the qualifications of getting into heaven and missing hell? The only person that can miss hell is if you're completely perfect. And of course, we all know that there's not a man alive that's completely perfect, because of the simple fact that man is filled full of hatred and bitterness and envying and strife and jealousy, gossip and slander and adultery and fornication and disrespectful or disobedient to authority, unforgiving, not giving, plus fussing and fighting. It's all these things here that keep us out of heaven. And the only way that a person can enter into heaven is if he's completely perfect. In other words, completely perfect in the law. And the law is love. He must at all times throughout his whole life and not one time mess up by being patient and gentle and kind and understanding and faithful and trusting and humble and possessing self-control and showing mercy and giving and forgiveness at all times. And there's not one of us that has not broken the law of love, and there's not one of us that has ever not committed a sin, this sinful behavior, hatred, bitterness, envy, strife, jealousy, so forth and so on. We have all been guilty of committing the sin behavior, and the law made nobody perfect. Therefore, the qualification of entering into heaven and missing hell is you got to be perfect. Now, is there anything that man can do? Well, so far it sounds like in our studies dealing with hell and how can man stay out of hell, it sounds like man's drowning. Because if he has to be completely perfect and we commit the sinful behavior in almost everything that we do, by what we say and by what we do towards one another. It sounds like man is drowning in sin, that he's drowning in his own sinful behavior, and that he needs somebody to save him. If man could save himself and keep himself out of hell and put his own self into heaven by man's effort, then again, I've said this before, why did Jesus die? What would be the purpose for Jesus having died? He might as well have stayed in heaven. Stop and think about the drowning man for a moment. The man was drowning, and he was drowning in the water. He didn't have the ability to save himself by any work whatsoever or by any deed that he could possibly do. The man would not be defined as drowning if he was able to save himself. If he had the ability to save himself, he would not need someone to jump in and save him. It's the same way. Man is drowning in sin, and we can't stop sinning. And if we can't stop sinning, then there's no way we're going to miss hell, and there's no way we're going to get into heaven. We need somebody to wait until we're fully exhausted of trying by religion, through religious morality, through moral rules and regulations that we set for ourselves or some religious organization sets, and also certainly not by our goodness, because we've proven that man is not good, that he's faulty, and now simply by some form of work, it is a total impossibility. Man is drowning because of his sin, his sinful behavior. And if he's drowning, he needs somebody to save him. If man wasn't drowning, and if this man here in this story could save himself, he would certainly swim in order to do it. And he would need someone to jump in. Well, man is drowning, and man is drowning in his own sin. And we can't save ourselves. If we could have, then Jesus would not have dove into the waters of this world and dove into the waters of sin in order to give his life to save us. If there was any possible way for us to save ourselves, then we would not have no need for someone to save us. We would not have a need for a Savior. And the Bible is very clear. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. But it is a gift. So can man save himself? No. And just like that man was just like the man who dove in to save the other man, the drowning man, he had to wait till he was fully exhausted and tired of trying to save himself. And the only way that Christ will ever save you is when you're totally exhausted from trying to be religious and totally exhausted to trying to be good when you're not, and totally exhausted by some form of work trying to impress God that you're good enough, and to impress God that for some reason or way that God should let you into heaven. When you give up and you're tired of fighting, and you're tired and of trying to be good, only to prove to yourself that you can't be 100% and keep the love character, to be 100% gentle at all times, 100% good, 100% patient, 100% gentle, 100% kind, 100% trusting, 100% forgiving, 100% giving. And when you prove to yourself that there's no way that you can meet the demands of perfection, and you're totally exhausted, then you meet the requirements of salvation. You meet the requirements of God waiting for you to totally say, I give up. I can't save myself. I need the gift of salvation. And the only way a person can be saved in this hell is through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. Now maybe you're on the third count. Maybe you're going to depend upon some work to impress God, to allow you to miss hell and go into heaven. I want to help you go down on that third count. The scriptures are very plain when it comes to works. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Listen to this verse now. Not of works, lest any man should boast. God just took you under for the third count. The holy word of God, God's own holy book, the book that he has left man through the holy prophets, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. God says to mankind, it's not by anything. You can't work. You can't impress me. There's nothing that you can do to miss hell and to go to heaven. I hope, if there's anybody out there listening right now, I hope you're going under for the third count. I hope you have totally come to your wit's end and quit trying to save yourself. How many resolutions have you made and failed? How many times have you tried to be 100% perfect, keeping the Ten Commandments, only to fail? How many times have you attempted to prove yourself to be good and only to find out that you're not? And that there's no way that you can meet the qualifications of the law, which are the qualifications of God too, which is perfection. There's no way that any of us can be perfect. There's no way that any of us can live our lives totally without being angry or having fussed or fault, been bitter, been jealous, been mad, been adultery or fornication in heart, mind, or deed, been unforgiving. Is there anything, lied, cheat, gossip, slander, any of those things that I've named, if you've done even one, and which I guarantee you, all those that are listening distance of my voice, all of y'all have done probably all of those things in your lifetime. Well, you've already missed the count. You're drowning. And there's nothing that you can do to save yourself.
Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416. With your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.